Hey, I'm Jane Lindholm. I'm the host of Vermont Edition, and I'm just popping in to tell you that this podcast has been edited for brevity. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Now let's talk a little bit about the small business loans from the federal government that are starting to be rolled out locally. Though they're federal loans, they're administered by banks, sometimes even small local lenders. And it's been complicated for some businesses to figure out how to apply or what they might qualify for and what they need to do to get certain loans forgiven. Joining us now to help us sort through all of it is Tyler Jokinen. He's a business counselor with Brock Community Action, an organization focused on economic and community development in southwestern Vermont. He's also on the Vermont COVID-19 Business Coalition, a group of businesses, commissioners, and industries working to coordinate the state and federal response to this coronavirus crisis. Tyler, it's a pleasure to have you on the air with us.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you.
So how exactly are you helping businesses in your region get connected to this federal money?
So the individuals, I'll start at the federal level is there with the SBA, the Senate, and Congress. That's going then to the Vermont Business Development Center and to the Micro Business Development Program. The Micro Business Development Program is the one I'm part of, and that's five different community action agencies in the state of Vermont, including Brock Community Action. And so we serve over 200 individuals on a regular basis for starting businesses. As of lately, since the COVID-19 outbreak, there's been a surge in businesses calling for advice and counseling, detailing of how to access the loan funding and what's applicable to them individually. So Brock has a two-pronged approach, and part of that is to help individuals in crisis today with food and fuel, and the other part is a sustainable path forward. So helping the individuals start and grow businesses in Vermont is all I do on a daily basis, and I specifically help businesses in Rutland and Bennington County. There are business counselors throughout the state serving all counties.
Yeah, so if you know, this is what you do day in and day out, but under, I guess, what we would call more normal circumstances, and you know, each business is different and each person starting one is going to have different circumstances and different financial padding and stuff like that, but these are not normal circumstances for anybody. And so, you know, it must be a challenge to get yourself up to speed and then to try to help all of these businesses in really different kinds of positions try to figure out what they can possibly do and if they really can stay afloat at all.
That is the concern, is staying up to date myself. The coalition meeting twice a week is very helpful, but that the information can change from the Tuesday meeting to the Thursday meeting. We've been adapting daily. We've been at this now for several weeks, meeting twice weekly for the coalition and figuring out how everything changes from when we first heard about the shutdown and then the local isolation protocols and then that affect the small businesses, and then getting the economic disaster loans initially and then the Paycheck Protection Program coming in secondly. So we've been working on kind of digesting both of those, and today there are very good guidelines of how to apply to those, both of those. So I'd first like to talk about the economic injury disaster loan, and that's applicable to anybody in all 50 states because it's been declared disaster area.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And listeners, if you have a question about this, we're going to go over these programs, so the Economic Relief Disaster Loan, and then also this paycheck Paycheck Protection Program. So, Tyler, why don't you talk us through this Economic Disaster Relief Loan?
So, the Economic Injury Disaster Loans, they're low-interest loans of up to $2 million in assistance per business, with principal interest deferment available for up to 4 years. They're available to pay for expenses that could have been met had the disaster not occurred, including payroll and other operating expenses. There is going to be an interest rate for these loans at 3.75% for small businesses and 2.75% for nonprofit organizations. The eligibility for applying for the economic injury disaster loan are small businesses with fewer than 500 employees, independent contractors, cooperatives and employee-owned businesses, private nonprofits. So all businesses with less than 500 employees, which is the majority of small businesses, especially the majority of small businesses in Vermont, we're talking about the clients I deal with are sole proprietors with one or two employees, and this is very applicable to the majority of small businesses who are working with that 20 to 50 employee range. So I think it's very important that the individuals do go on to the SBA site and do apply for this. Now, to apply for the loan, it's relatively straightforward. You're going to have some paperwork in order to do this application. So you should have the start date of your business, your employee identification number, your personal information, date of birth, social security number. You're also going to want to have, if possible, your 2019 tax paperwork. So the loan is working like this. They're going to approve the amount that you can get for this loan based on your 2019 earnings, unless you just started business at the first of the year. Then they're going to work that off from what you had for a profit and loss statement for January and February. Mm-hmm. So it's extremely important that if the individuals do not have the information, that they do compile their financial documents by contacting their payroll company. That's the same paperwork that you're going to use for the economic injury disaster loan will also be applicable to the Paycheck Protection Program. The Paycheck Protection Program is a little more stringent on the guidelines, so I would first apply for the economic injury disaster loan if you have not yet.
And in terms of how much you might get, how are lenders determining, you know, how much each business might qualify for?
So as far as the economic injury disaster loan, this isn't determined based on individual lenders. The Paycheck Protection Program is. The economic injury disaster loan is directly funded through the SBA. So with this, you can go right onto the SBA.org and apply through their portal. Mm. The application should take 20 to 30 minutes. This is the fastest way. The interesting part about this is that they're offering a $10,000 grant to eligible businesses, and this money will not need to be paid back. Now, one of the things that they're running into is that $10,000 is ending up to be more like $1,000 per employee that won't need to be paid back. So they're still determining guidelines on how that money will look for sole proprietors and independent contractors.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference if you're a sole proprietor and getting $1,000 than if you're able to even just get a $10,000 grant, even if you can't be eligible for a larger loan.
Absolutely. So I think that the businesses should apply for this, not with the guarantee or expectation of having $10,000 be given as a grant, but with the expectation that this is probably going to end up being a loan. So the important thing that I've been stressing with all clients is that before applying for this, we should really look at the individual financial statements that you had for the year prior and to see how the business economic reality was before COVID to make sure that if this does get converted into a loan, that you'll have the funds to pay it back. So I think there's a lot of hard conversations that need to be had with how the business was economically structured before this and to make sure that it will be viable going forward. The hard truth for many of the businesses is that this economic impact can be crippling to where they were before. So I think the emotional energy that it takes somebody to start a business should be calculated into this, that they've put in years of hard work, day in and day and night, and they're starting to get profitability in the business, or they haven't quite reached profitability yet. A lot of these small businesses that are 1 to 5 years old, they're really living paycheck to paycheck, where individuals might live paycheck to paycheck on a weekly basis. Businesses are running the same course on a monthly basis. So the fact that they haven't had cash flow coming in multiple weeks now is really affecting that tight finance that they've had going on for years. So I think it's really showing and highlighting the vulnerability of many of these businesses prior to COVID.
So, Tyler, we have about 4 minutes left, so let's talk about the Paycheck Protection Program. You know, you were talking about these loans and in some cases grants for this disaster relief, and you said the eligibility is more restricted for the Paycheck Protection Program. So what about for that program?
So the Paycheck Protection Program is essentially designed to incentivize small businesses to keep on as many employees as possible by offering forgivable loan. So the loans will be completely forgiven if the money is spent on payroll rent, mortgage, utilities, and interest in the 8 weeks after the loan is made. So when the loan is originated, the next 8 weeks after that date is what you have to keep good records of: all payroll, all bills, all utility, because that's what's going to be used down the line to determine if the money is forgiven. So to access the loans are going to be granted for 2.5 times the average monthly payroll. So this is the 2019 year payroll, 12 months, aggregated into the average of a monthly payroll, and then 2.5 times that amount. To make sure that's forgiven, you must keep good records of it, because this is going to come up for 2020 tax year.
Yeah, and then in order to actually get that loan forgiven, you have to keep employees on the payroll?
Correct. So the employees must be on the payroll to have it forgiven up to a certain point. So every employee that's let go, if there's 25% payroll reduction, they're going to reduce the amount that's actually granted and forgiven by 25%. So it's important to work this program as it was designed for, to keep employees on payroll.
Hmm. What do you know about how many companies have applied for this program?
So there has been a tremendous amount of companies that applied for this on the local level. Even in the first 3 days, there was over $330 million in the state of Vermont alone for funds to go to small businesses. Now, these funds have not been dispersed yet. They're still waiting on clarification from the SBA and the Fed on the loan terms, but these funds have been guaranteed to these businesses. So hoping in the next coming days that these funds are going to start to be rolling out and getting into the business owners' hands so they can disperse it and keep employees on the payroll. The timing of this is essential, because when you have the rent to pay and the employee's payroll to pay and the workman's comp insurance, if any of those things fall through, the business goes into hardship and can't make money. So it's very important to make sure that each of those things, just like paying your house mortgage or your rent, it's very important that that's paid, but your utilities are also paid. So using this money wisely is going to be very important. Now, this money for the Paycheck Protection Program is on a first-come, first-served basis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's interesting you mentioned, you know, getting that money rolled out soon is going to be ideal. And that first come, first serve basis, I think, will scare many. We'll put more information up at vpr.org for those looking to access some. Tyler, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Tyler Jokinen, a business counselor with Brock Community Action, which helps businesses in Southwest Vermont. He's also on the Vermont COVID-19 Business Coalition.